Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, did you say your name and your title really quick?
Yeah, I'm Clementine Thomas, and I am the owner of Bold Fork Books in Mount Pleasant, D.C.
Yes, and I wanted to talk because it's a food-themed bookstore, a bunch of cookbooks and food-themed readings that we can have. I just thought it was a really cool idea. So let's start with the name. You know, what's in a name?
So the name actually comes from an MFK Fisher book called With Bold Knife and Fork. And she is a food writer, was a contemporary of Julia Child's, wrote a lot about travel, a lot about food. And I thought the idea of a bold fork was just so evocative of curiosity and tasting, all the things that we kind of approach cookbooks with. So I've just loved that name for a very long time. And that's the name of the shop.
Awesome. And then just so our listeners kind of know, get a general sense of where you're located. I know it's the old location of Pear Plum Cafe. They closed in March with the pandemic. So just remind our listeners sort of the history of how it all transpired this year Pear Plum closing and then you coming in for the pop-up and then officially opening. Mm-hmm. You know, give us the little timeline.
Yeah, for sure. So I met the owners of Pear Plum Cafe and the neighboring Each Peach Market almost a year ago now. So it was around the holidays of last year. And we decided to partner on just a little cookbook pop-up in the cafe space for the holiday season. And that went really, really well. It was a small assortment of cookbooks. Maybe I had about 25 or so. But people were super enthusiastic about it. So we stayed in touch through the beginning of last year. And then, of course, COVID hit. And so they closed the cafe. And then over the summer, invited me back to do a larger scale pop-up. So at that point, I had maybe about, I would say, 100 titles. And I took over the entire space on the weekends. And that went really, really well. So when they decided to close cafe operations permanently, we started talking about a shared space arrangement where they would retain the bakery in the back for their market, Each Peach Market, and then I would take over the front of the space for the permanent bookstore. And that's how it came about.
Awesome. And remind our listeners sort of, your background.
Yeah. So I actually was born and raised in D.C. And when I graduated college, I was going to be in theater. So naturally, I started working in restaurants. And so worked in front of house positions for various restaurant groups around the city. And in 2014, opened Chez Billy Sued, and became a partner about a year later. So Chez Billy Sued is a little French bistro in Georgetown. And I'm half French, so the restaurant was really close to my heart. We opened it with Chef Brendan Latoile, who is just an amazing cook. And I've spent the last 5 years working at Chez Billy. And during that time, always had this dream sort of percolating of opening a cookbook store. Whenever I go to another city with a cookbook store, that's always the first place I go. I just love spending hours in them. And the more I spent time in the restaurant industry, the more convinced I was that DC could really use a place to bring together not only professional cooks and foodies, but also just home cooks. And that was sort of the genesis of Bold Fork Books.
Okay, cool. Well, about as far as Bold Fork then, though, give us an idea of the variety of the types of cookbooks. You know, it's international or domestic or children's or cocktails. Yeah. Give me the sort of the range.
Yeah, so it's all of the above. So we have general books, international sort of single subjects like grilling and cheese making and fermenting, baking, dessert, food writing, cocktail, wine, kids. So it really, really runs the gamut. And I've also got some great food magazines in the shop too. So that's sort of been the wonderful thing about having such a focused concept behind the bookstore. It means that I can really kind of zero in on the breadth of offerings within the culinary genre. So you get a lot more variety just within that one category than you might get at a more typical bookstore.
Awesome. I know you probably don't want to play favorites, but I'm going to make you recommend a couple. If there's a couple book titles, you know, maybe people are looking for stuff to buy for the holidays or stocking stuffer gifts or something, you know, could you recommend a few titles or authors?
Yeah, definitely. So this has been I couldn't have picked a better time to open a cookbook store. Just this fall cookbook season of new releases has just been one for the books. It's been really extraordinary. So, you just can't go wrong, but some of the favorites that I have right now, there is The Flavor Equation by Nick Sharma, which is this extraordinarily deep dive into the science of flavor complete with incredible recipes that sort of illustrate the scientific concepts that he discusses. It's sort of like a level up from Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. So for people who really love, No Stretch book, it's an excellent gift. What else? Good Drinks by Julia Bainbridge, which also just came out this fall. It's a cocktail book dedicated exclusively to alcohol-free drinks, which I just love. And the whole ethos of it is it doesn't matter why you're not drinking alcohol. It could be, because you don't drink, period, because you're not drinking right now, you're not drinking tonight. But for whatever reason, you still deserve to drink well. And I just love that so much. Another excellent book that just came out is called In Bibi's Kitchen by Hawa Hassan with Julia Tertian. And that is all about Eastern African cuisine through the eyes of grandmothers. And it's just so delightful and so engaging and focuses on a region that there aren't very many cookbooks about. So that one is really, really special. So those are some of my top picks for the season.
Awesome. In terms of, literally the space you took over closed because of COVID, how are you navigating that? Or, and I guess sort of tied into that, why come to a brick and mortar store in the age of Amazon? We're all being remote right now, but what's the plan to get people to come in?
Yeah. Well, so we are, of course, taking COVID precautions very, very seriously. We limit the number of people who can be in the shop at any one time. Everyone has to wear a mask, use hand sanitizer. So all of those precautions are in place. And I think as far as why people should come to the brick and mortar, everybody should do what they feel comfortable with. We also have our website, www.boldforkbooks.com, and we're working on getting our entire inventory uploaded. So shipping and curbside pickup are also options for people. But I think as far as a brick and mortar in the age of Amazon, cookbooks just are one of those few categories of books that haven't been hit in the same way that I would say other genres of books have by big online retailers. I think there's still something people really love about being able to get their hands physically on a cookbook and thumb through it and really see the recipes with their own eyes. There's, you can't really explore cookbooks in the same way just online from a picture of its cover. So at least from my experience of people coming into the shop since we opened in the last month permanently, people are just so excited for the opportunity to come in, to browse, to flip through these books and get to know them a little bit. And I think also just we wanted to create a really welcoming space to knowing that people, are spending all of this time at home and we're living through such a strange period of time. So creating an environment that just felt really warm and welcoming for people is really important to us too.
Yeah, I think you raise a really good point. When you think of cookbooks and recipes, I think that is sort of a little niche that's not that people are going to always want to have a hard copy. I think of, mm-hmm. grandparents, would always sort of jot little things in the margins of recipes and stuff. I feel like that kind of, instead of having it on your phone, I really think that is something that's probably going to survive no matter what technology happens. All right. Well, then in closing, after we get through this COVID thing, what any plans mm-hmm. for the future of the store? Are you going to have any author talks or classes or anything like that?
Yeah, so that's kind of the dream. The post-COVID dream is to do author events, classes, tastings. The really wonderful thing about sharing this space with the bakery operations for each peach market is that there's a bakery in back, so we can open up the curtains, which are dividing our two spaces, and do cooking classes and demos. So the opportunities are really limitless. So we're really, really looking forward to a time when we can all be together in a, you know, like the old days.